Bloomberg Law with June Grosso. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Manhattan federal judge Jed Rakoff froze a Goldman Sachs account that regulators say was used to make suspicious trades in Heinz. When the unknown traders failed to appear in court to claim their assets, Rakoff said they can hide, but their assets can't run. The FBI is working with the SEC in a criminal inquiry into suspicious trades that were placed the day before Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital announced their $23 billion takeover of Heinz. My guest is securities attorney Robert Heim of Myers & Heim. He's a former assistant regional director of the SEC. Bob, what led to the SEC's lawsuit?
The day before the Heinz acquisition was announced, there were some very suspicious trades in Heinz options. There was a trader that purchased 2,500 call options and reaped a profit of about $1.7 million on an investment of only $90,000. And the SEC said this was extremely suspicious, particularly since the account in question had never traded in Heinz securities before this.
How likely is it that whoever it is going to show up in court and say, Judge Rakoff, that's my money?
It's unlikely that anybody is going to show up so early in the case to claim the funds. Usually the procedure is that the asset freeze order has to make its way back to the customers in question that are probably located overseas, and they're going to take some time to hire their attorneys and review their legal options. Sometimes customers do come forward if they have a legitimate expectation of the trades, but sometimes customers who are very concerned about possible criminal charges may decide the best course of action is just to forfeit these profits and remain anonymous.
They have a limited amount of time to come to New York and challenge Judge Rakoff's freeze order.
The options in question do expire in 4 months, so if the defendants decide not to show up in court and not to contest the SEC's case, they're going to lose out. They're not going to be able to access any of these funds because the options will have expired. In addition, if the investors do show up, they're going to have to contend with the SEC, and it'll be difficult for them to obtain the unfreezing of their account to have access to the profits.
How much does the SEC know at this point?
The SEC actually right now knows very little about who the ultimate beneficial owners of this account are. What we know from the court filings is that the SEC has traced at least the first step of this account to a Zurich-based account held at Goldman Sachs, which the SEC now knows is what's called an omnibus account. An omnibus account is an account maintained by brokerage firms that generally combines a lot of smaller accounts into one big account for purposes of efficient trade execution. There can be a number of layers below Goldman Sachs and below this omnibus account that the SEC is going to have to go through to find out who ultimately is the ultimate beneficial owner of this account. So normally this process can involve 2, 3, or even more layers before the SEC will even know whose money this is and who is the beneficial owner of the account.
This is the second time in less than 6 months that the SEC has taken action over 3G acquisition.
Yes, this is the second case that the SEC has brought regarding a 3G Capital deal. And the regulators, and particularly at the SEC, are going to be very concerned to see whether there's any sort of procedural failings at 3G or whether there's anything with respect to the company's policies that somehow is allowing information about these confidential deals to leak out ahead of the time that they're announced. The regulators and the SEC are concerned that is this part of a pattern or it just happened to be coincidental. But two cases within 6 months is definitely going to raise the suspicions of the SEC, and they're going to look into this further at 3G in terms of what are their internal policies that educate employees about what insider trading is and what's allowed to be discussed.
What are some of the hurdles the SEC has in front of it?
The SEC still has a long road ahead of them because they still have not identified who the beneficial owners are behind the account in Switzerland that actually placed these options trades. So through the court discovery processes, the SEC is going to engage in discovery to try to identify who these people are. Now, this could be quite challenging because once the SEC is involved in international litigation, the rules of other countries come into play, and Switzerland is notorious regarding its privacy protections for citizens and companies that operate operate there. So the SEC is going to have a time-consuming process where they're going to have to work with the Swiss regulators to try to get information such as account opening documents, corporate formation records, to try to trace back exactly who are the people that are responsible for placing these trades and who would have benefited financially had the SEC not come in and frozen the profits.
Why is the SEC increasing its focus on insider trading by overseas buyers of U.S.-traded securities?
The SEC has made insider trading enforcement a top priority for the last 3 years, and in particular, over the last year or so, we've seen the SEC bringing more cases that involve overseas traders and foreign investors who are investing in the U.S. market. And the SEC does this to really have a deterrent effect. The SEC knows it can be more difficult to win cases when there's entities like Swiss brokerage accounts or offshore corporations that are making these trades. So the SEC really wants to send a very strong message when they do catch foreigners trading in the U.S. market, because the SEC knows how difficult these cases can be to pursue and to ultimately prove. And so the SEC is really just trying to send a message to people and hopefully have a deterrent effect from this sort of trading going on in the future.
That's Robert Heim. For more on securities law, go to BloombergLaw.com.
June Grosso is an attorney and communications consultant. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Listen to Bloomberg Law Saturdays at 7 a.m., 12 noon, 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.